On Sunday, the world commemorated International Day to eliminate all forms of sexual violence against women. In Sudan, authorities used the event to reiterate their commitment to end gender-based violence and other sexual violence against women and girls. Speaking Sunday at a news conference in Khartoum, Social Development Minister Bakhit said Sudan wants to end all forms of gender-based violence in the country. Bakhit says his ministry will ensure that victims and survivors of sexual violence get the services they need, and says the government will work with other legal entities to bring the perpetrators to justice.
It is very important that we establish with these efforts a clear way to transitional justice in Sudan, which is based on justice for the victims and which preserves the rights of survivors, promotes healing and rehabilitation through a comprehensive approach that is gender sensitive.
Bakhit says his ministry has approved a national plan to implement United Nations Security Council Resolution 1325 on women, peace and security, and sign a common framework agreement with the UN to end sexual violence in conflicted affected areas. The government also approved common standard procedures for addressing and responding to cases of gender-based violence. Last month, Sudan agreed to ratify the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, with reservations on some articles. Sudanese women activists regarded the move as a major achievement in the fight for women's rights in the country. Speaking at Sunday's news conference, the head of the UN Population Fund in Sudan, Masio Diana, applauded the government for taking practical steps to reform laws that protect women and girls in Sudan. Diana says sexual violence is a human rights violation and should be punishable by law. He says victims of sexual violence often live in a consistent state of pain, especially when the perpetrators are not arrested.
Repeated exposure to such violence disrupts social ties, compounds the shame and feelings of humiliation that individuals already feel because of displacement, loss of personal security and livelihoods. Sexual violence needs to be addressed in a comprehensive, multisectoral way that considers the physical, mental, social and economic effects of violence on survivors.
Diana says his agency has documented thousands of cases of sexual violence among women and girls in Sudan who often flee their homes and end up as internally displaced persons or refugees who are then exposed to other types of violence. He says during a recent visit to war-affected areas across Sudan, he heard horrible testimonies from some survivors of sexual violence.
I listened to the stories. I felt the suffering in my heart, but I also saw the hope in their eyes. All the women and girls I met have one thing in common, a strong will to survive, but truth and justice must be served so that survivors can move forward without any stigma.
Suleyma Al-Khalifa, who heads Sudan's gender department at the Ministry of Social Development, says the ministry is working with the various agencies to ensure that services are provided to victims and survivors of sexual violence in conflict areas.
These services include life-saving health services, reproductive health services, psychosocial support, livelihoods, social and economic reintegration, access to justice and high accountability, and rule of law.
In 2015, the UN General Assembly proclaimed June 19th of each year the International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict to raise awareness needed to put an end to conflict-related sexual violence and to honor the victims and survivors of sexual violence. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.